You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded on Sundays at the 11 a.m. Mass at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in Columbia, Illinois. For more information on Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer.
Our associate pastors are Father Steve Gira, Father Gary Hogan, and Father Eric Wagner.
And now, enjoy the podcast.
The story is told about a retired gentleman who was home alone one afternoon. The doorbell rang. He went and answered the door, and there stood at the door a young Mormon missionary holding some religious literature in his hand. The retired man immediately invited the well-dressed young man to come in. And he invited him to take a seat in the living room, and then after the young Mormon had sat down in the living room, the retired gentleman also sat down in a chair across from him. And he said to the young, well-dressed Mormon missionary, "So, what would you like to talk about?" And the young man, with a stunned and puzzled look, replied, "I don't know. I've never gotten this far before." I've always had a great admiration and respect for the young, well-dressed Mormon missionaries who we all see sometimes walking door to door to share information about their religious faith with anyone who will listen. To give up 2 years in the prime of one's life to serve God and your church as a missionary is quite a commitment, I think, demanding great personal sacrifice and self-discipline. It is, I think, their way of demonstrating their commitment as disciples, and a reminder to all of us that our commitment as disciples should always be evident in our lives as well. As we hear today the continuation of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount from Matthew's Gospel, we are reminded that as disciples of the Lord Jesus, we cannot serve two masters, but that Jesus demands that we always put Him first, and no one nor anything else first. We all live in a culture where the majority of people claim to be Christian, but where the predominant values in our society often contradict the Christian way of life. Materialism, consumerism, relativism, hedonism, individualism, and militarism can exercise a very seductive, powerful influence over us all without our even being conscious that these isms of our secular culture may be compromising our discipleship. If we want to know truly who is our master, who truly rules over our lives and our hearts, we only need to ask ourselves, how do we use our time, talent, and treasure? This is precisely why the bishops of our country made it clear in their pastoral letter on stewardship in 1992 that once one chooses to be a disciple of the Lord Jesus, stewardship is not an option. It is the heart and essence of discipleship. For stewardship is a way of life that always puts God first. Choice to keep God first in our lives is a constant challenge for us all, for the cost of discipleship can be very high. Discipleship demands that we make choices that may cost us not only our time, talent, and treasure, but also sometimes our popularity, or our social status, our power, or even our friends. But the good news is, even when we sometimes fail to keep God first in our lives, God assures us, as we read in the prophet Isaiah today, "I will never forget you." This is the very foundation of our faith and the reason for our gratitude and why discipleship and stewardship are all about seeking to respond to God's ever-present and never-ending love for each of us. This is why our Sunday Eucharist together is the source and the summit of our discipleship. For it is here around the altar that we thank our God for the gift of God's never-ending love for us by offering in gratitude the gift of our very souls. Jesus reminds us today that when we put God first in our lives, everything else will fall into its proper place. Seek first the kingdom of God, Jesus said, and all these other things will be given you besides. When we lose our focus upon God, worry and anxiety can overwhelm us because we mistakenly think that we are in control of our lives, that we are our own master. And then everything in our lives gets out of whack, and we become overwhelmed with all life's troubles and worries and difficulties. I think it is more than just a mere coincidence that as fewer and fewer Catholics go to Mass on Sunday and in general place less importance on the role of the Church in their lives, there is a steady increase in emotional distress, suicide, divorce, abortion, emotional and physical abuse of children, alcoholism, and other addictions. We are wired for God. That's our very nature. And when we lose sight of God and don't keep God first in our lives, our wiring naturally short circuits, and devastating damage is done both to the individual, the family, the society, and the church. Theologians talk about a fundamental option. Our fundamental option, our basic choice or decision, is to always make God our master and to serve not someone else nor ourselves. For we cannot serve both God and mammon. This is the fundamental decision and choice that we are faced with each and every moment of each and every day of our lives. This is why, once we choose to become a disciple of Jesus Christ, stewardship is not an option. For stewardship is a way of life for life that always puts God first. And the good news is, when we put God first in the here and now, God will put us first in the hereafter.